This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Biden is touting another milestone in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Thanks to what he calls a months-long wartime effort.
We've gotten 300 million shots in the arms of Americans in 150 days, months ahead of what most anyone thought was possible when we started.
But the president's likely to miss another goal, having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. That's a little less than 2 weeks away. And the CDC says about 52% of the population has received at least one dose. For those who haven't,
that's okay. You still have questions. But act. Act now.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Canada is extending a ban on non-essential travel with the United States and the rest of the world until July 21st, prompting frustration from businesses and U.S. legislators. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
With less than 20% of Canadians fully vaccinated, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it's a matter of getting COVID-19 case numbers down. Canada's targets for loosening the restrictions are 75% of the population vaccinated with the first dose and at least 20% vaccinated with the second. Trudeau says while a fully vaccinated person is protected against hospitalization, others around them may not be. I'm Ben Thomas.
The European Union formally recommended that member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States and a number of other countries on Friday. The European Council updates the list based on epidemiological data every 2 weeks. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions. This is VOA News. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election that a hard-line protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei seemed likely to win. That has led to low turnout, fueled by apathy and calls for a boycott. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel overseen by Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations, as well as analysts, have put hardline judiciary chief Ebrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. If elected, Raisi would be the first serving Iranian president sanctioned by the U.S. government even before entering office. The U.N. General Assembly unanimously elected Antonio Guterres to a second term as Secretary General on Friday, giving him another 5 years at the helm of the 193-member organization. His re-election comes as a deeply divided world faces numerous conflicts, the growing impact of climate change, and a pandemic still circling the globe.
Our biggest challenge, and at the same time our greatest opportunity, is to use this crisis as a chance to turn things around, to pivot to a world that learns its lessons, recovers fairer, greener, and more sustainably, and forges ahead with much more effective global cooperation to address global concerns.
Guterres was the only candidate nominated by a UN member state, his home country Portugal, where he previously served as prime minister. U.S. Catholic bishops have overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a so-called teaching document many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Joe Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. AP's Walter Ratliff has more.
The 168-55 vote was announced near the end of a three-day meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops that was held virtually. Supporters say a strong rebuke of Biden is needed because of his recent actions protecting and expanding abortion access. Opponents warn that such action would portray the bishops as a partisan force during a time of bitter political divisions. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Officials ordered a floodgate and locks systems closed in southeast Louisiana and readied sandbags in Mississippi and Alabama as a broad and disorganized tropical weather system began spinning bands of rain and brisk wind across the northern Gulf of Mexico Friday. Flash flood watches extended along the coast from southeast Louisiana into the Florida Panhandle and well inland into Mississippi, Alabama, and western Georgia. Visit voanews.com for more reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA.